worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Who would have thought that a couple episodes ago, when we gave everyone advice on how to, flee from the police, that it would be end up being so poignant in the grand scheme of things. But that's what we do. We're kind of seers here on the podcast. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I am Christo, joined by Lazy E, by Kara, and by Mickey. Once again, social distancing is in the wind. We don't care anymore, and neither should you, but we'll get to that soon. And in case you're wondering what the noise is in the background, in case it does come over the microphone
it's
as
not.
Badly as I worry that it will.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really hot outside.
Yeah.
Like it's steaming hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everybody here in this room, myself included, are a bunch of horse burgers. So we're keeping the air conditioner on and running to make sure that this recording session is as comfortable as possible. Because wouldn't that suck? The second show back and we're all just sweating and miserable and angry with each other. That would be how we want to have our second episode back after all those weeks being away. And
that would be like being Mickey, but sweaty.
Ew. I have two rules for weather like this. Drink a lot of water and watch how you talk to me. That is it.
Which is why when I
Cranky.
When I made the motion to turn it off, she gave me this look, and I was like, God, I feel daggers in my heart. And I was like, I'm just going to let it go. I don't want to know whatever is on the other side of that glance that I got. It's a bit terrifying. But we are A Freak Accident. Thank you for downloading and listening. Our website is afreakaccident.com. And our email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So we're glad you're here. We are not going to be talking much about coronavirus at all. I don't think we've got anything to
no.
do with coronavirus.
Yeah, let's just ignore that happened.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about the riots and the looting and all the people angry about everything?
Maybe, but first I want to talk about a compliment we got.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a compliment?
We got a compliment.
Yeah, let's do it.
I sent you guys that picture of the podcast in a box.
Was the person drunk?
Nope.
Were they high?
Nope.
Were they under the influence of any other kind of medication?
No.
Were they real?
Yes!
Okay. This wasn't a dream?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So Andrew came down from Grindworks BMX out in, where is he, Pittsburgh, and he brought the podcast in a box. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, he's like, I had to listen to your podcast. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm sure it was terrible with us all being on Skype. He was like, it was actually really well put together for having to have Skype calls.
Oh.
So, whoa, wow.
Bravo to us. Yeah, yeah. We're awesome. We're pretty cool. I'm not going to deny that. And I've said this. This isn't me being narcissistic.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So obviously, yes.
Fine. It is a little bit. But I feel like we've got one of the best sounding podcasts on the internet.
As we have the
air conditioner right now.
It's fine. Nobody can hear it. It's not there.
I can hear it.
Shh. We're wusses.
I'm not. Bring on the heat.
Yeah, I mean, well, how many years did we spend in here without an air conditioner recording the show? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't miss those days. Let's not do that again.
Those were fun days.
Let's do it.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe one of these episodes. I'm just not even going to turn it on before anybody gets here. We're just going to have to do it in the heat and steam.
And when she tries to turn it on, kick it through the window.
Kara's giving me that dagger look again. I can actually feel a chill in the pit of my soul when she looks at me. It's like some kind of voodoo is being cast in my direction.
I've worked years on speaking with my eyes like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't because I had a lazy eye. I could speak to two different people. It's like,
You got that fixed, though.
Yeah, so I kind of lost my superpower. Sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin it again.
Just hit your head off the ground.
Yeah, all right.
Go fight with some cops. They'll throw you to the ground. When you smack your head, maybe they all go crooked again.
Did you see Cops got canceled?
I did.
Yeah.
31 years.
Crazy that this is what did it.
Yeah. And you would think they would. We were just talking about this, Murderer and I, where they have the body cams.
It's just funny.
I know.
Murderer and I.
Speaking of.
Yeah, if they abolish the police, he's going to have a great business.
But why not have the body cams on all the time and actually put it on public access television?
Well, because then nobody can see. Everybody's going to see them breaking the law.
Well, right. That was the point.
Well, I was like, what was the one thing recently? There was some kind of thing. And it was there was a horrible thing that happened with police.
There's been a whole bunch of them.
Encountering somebody or interrogating somebody, and it was like, none of the officers' body cams were active at the time of the event.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's really interesting. Why do they have those if they're allowed to turn them off?
Yep, that is, I don't agree with that either. I'm cool with,
I'm about to
leave them on the whole time. Right. You're not doing anything wrong.
I'm about to make one side of the room very angry. The body cams are like women. They listen when they want to.
I mean, that is, I don't listen all the time.
Well, you know,
see, branching. All right.
You know, branching off of our conversation in the last episode, which you can hear at podcast.freakaccident.com, where we were talking about the whole George Floyd situation and everything with police and whatnot. And you were saying that.
Listening.
Well, we were talking about qualified and what else is new.
Thanks.
We were talking about qualified immunity, mm-hmm. and you were mentioning, Kara, a bit of why it's necessary, because, like, you know, so many people can complain, and there's so many baseless accusations that, like, if a person was punished for every single complaint that came in, like, literally nobody would ever have a job in the police. Mm. So I feel like the body cam thing is a great way to contradict that thing. Like, I'm complaining about this cop's behavior. Pull up the body cam footage.
Let's do it.
If they acted totally professionally, guess what? Complaint is null and void.
Right.
And that's the truth, too. Like, when you're talking about all the defund the police stuff and all what's going on, dismantling different police departments mm-hmm. and whatever, if you want to put that money to good use, make sure they have working body cams ready to go. Make it mandatory that they have them on. If you're a good police officer,
you got
it's not
going
to be a problem.
Nothing to worry about. So, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm down with that.
I do like, and I say like in the most sarcastic way possible, the defund the police argument, and about how now it's like, as people started pushing back on the logistics of something like that, and they're like, well, that's not what we mean when we say defund the police. What we mean is reform the police.
Yeah, they got to get their marketing game together.
Yeah, why didn't you call it reform the police?
Yeah, defund the police. Nothing could go wrong.
It literally means take away their money.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, that's not what we meant, though. Well, then say what you mean. And this is always the problem with these kinds of movements. They can never get on message. They can never get their message.
Well, it's like playing telephone.
Right.
One person says one thing, it gets passed down to the next, and then it's a little bit different, and then it's a little bit different after that, and by the time it actually gets to everybody else, mm-hmm. it's a completely different message.
That was why Occupy Wall Street failed, because everybody was there for different reasons, and there was nobody to, like, spearhead a coordinated effort to get, like, on brand or on message. Everybody was just there for random different things.
I remember we made fun of it when I was down in Texas, and Anderson Cooper happened to be a guest on the show. And we occupied him. He was on the show and we all walked out. He was the only one in the room. He didn't know what to do. It was funny for us. I still to this day don't know if he found it funny.
It doesn't matter.
Because he has the same...
You did.
He always has that same reaction to everything. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, you mad?
Are you going to kill me in my sleep? I don't know.
Yeah. But in our state, though, Pennsylvania,
Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania here, we might be open for business, right? That was what the latest thing that happened.
The word on the street, but again, telephone.
I'm running into the same problems either way, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've seen multiple people sharing that story about how, now what happened was, for people not in Pennsylvania who may or not know or don't care, the state legislature voted to overturn the disaster declaration specifically, which is like one of the things keeping like businesses shuttered and certain things not able to happen. And so like the legislature overturned that. And I've seen multiple people say, well, this changes nothing. And I've seen other people say, this changes everything. And I'm like, it can't be both.
Right.
So which one is it?
It means nothing because the governor's going to veto it. And then we're just going to sit here and be like, well, here we are. And then he's going to put us all back in red for punishment. It's like sitting in the corner. Yeah. And then we're not going to be able to do anything ever again.
Well, as we said, somebody early on compared it to, like, your teacher at recess. Like, if you guys keep misbehaving, recess just, guess what? Recess just got 5 minutes shorter. Okay. Guess what? Recess just got 5 minutes shorter again. It's like, oh, my God. Like, we're losing out on recess. That's basically what it felt like. Because, like, everybody's going out and partying and still having cookouts and crap. And they're like, you got to stay home. And they just kept extending it. And it was like, this is
making
like...
making it worse and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. I guess it depends on when he vetoes it, because that's going to happen. And then it'll go to court. And then we'll figure it out. So we'll probably be open the same date that we're expected to be open anyway.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's political theater at this point.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what we're doing here, though, this is legal,
yes.
Right? I mean, even though we're definitely closer than 6 feet.
Four people or something?
Yeah, it's less than 10 people. Is it still 10?
It's 10, yeah.
Or is it 25 under yellow?
No, it's 25 under yellow, 10 under red.
Oh, really?
So I think we're fine. Yeah, then when we go to green, I think it goes up to like 200
Wait
or
a minute,
like
we were allowed to get together under red?
No, because the stay-at-home order. Oh. Nobody was supposed to be leaving
their
houses.
Two different rules.
Yeah. Yes.
It depends on how essential you find podcasting. And is a freak accident essential? I mean, I mean,
it's media, technically.
Technically, we do distribute news.
We just did.
Yeah.
See?
Boom.
So
it's usually horribly biased, and we constantly crack jokes about most of it, but it's still news to somebody.
Quickly, let's go back in time and fix that.
You perfected time travel? Yeah,
of course.
Can we go see dinosaurs?
If you want.
How about we go before the coronavirus?
Just never set it to 2020.
Yeah. So what do we do? Do we just like go to China and destroy Wuhan? Is that the plan?
There's not an actual person. There's not an actual person named Wuhan.
No, I meant like the village.
I thought you were looking for a King Wuhan.
If there's no Wuhan, there's no Wuhan flu. Huh?
No, it'd just be a different area.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would just be like every movie we've ever watched where it just pops up somewhere else instead.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things, like the butterfly effect. Yes. Like every time you went back and tried to chase something, it just made everything worse, but in different ways.
You see, what we need to do is go forward, go to 2021, see how that scopes out a little bit. Then if not, we just keep moving forward.
It'd be great like you step out of the time machine in 2021 and it's just the beach scene at the end of Planet of the Apes. We're like, nope. Right back on board. Yeah, go a little further and see if people have started rebuilding yet.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like the moon's falling out of the sky like Majora's Mask and you're just like, oh God.
Then you just go back and you just go, well, might as well ride it out.
I want to see how we get from here to there now. That's a real exciting ride.
Well, it's not really happening. This is an imaginary discussion.
I'm hoping it does happen now.
No. I want to go back out. I want samples at food stores. I want everything.
Well, Miggy, we found out last week, has been incredibly plugged into the news. So what's the next thing we need to be terrified of?
I have no idea.
She gave up.
I did.
Aliens.
Oh, yeah, that's what people are saying, right?
Oh, aliens.
They're coming up in July.
Well, that was something that happened, like, during the coronavirus and the murder hornets, is, like, the government just passively admitted that aliens are real.
Yeah,
like,
no one noticed.
those videos from the Air Force and from the Navy where they were chasing something, they were just like, yeah, this is totally real, and we don't know what it was. Like, they totally admitted it, and everybody was just like, nope, too concerned with not having toilet paper.
Yeah. How sad.
How genius was that?
Perfect time.
Release it right in the middle of it. Never talk about it again.
Yeah.
Don't backtrack. Just go forward.
I feel like aliens or meteor or, like, you know, somebody, there was a meme the other day about how, like, some lake somewhere in Western Europe, I think, or Eastern Europe, is, like, receding, and it's revealing this village that's been trapped under the water for, like, 100, 200, 300 years or something like that. It's like, oh, great, yeah. A ghost village. That's what we need now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, didn't Yellowstone have an earthquake, too?
There were trembles. Yeah.
Oh, right. And then, like, hurricane season's right around the corner.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of stuff coming up. We got a lot. Don't you worry. All right. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, the next season is going to be great.
Yeah, at this point, somebody the other day had a meme. It was like, hey, listen, like, you know, remember the Falcons and the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Like, the latter half of this year doesn't have to be a continued disaster. We could still make this our year. And I'm like, no, at this point, I want to see how bad it can get. Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, let's worry about 2021. We can rebuild society and, like, you know, New Year, New Me and all that crap. Like, I want to just turn into trash this year. I just want to become a garbage person and just see how bad everything can really get.
Oh, yeah. We can all be dirt people.
Nice.
We'll all be a part of the dirt family now.
Oh, the dirt family. That, in case you, this was off the mic, Kara's part of the dirt family. Her dog is covered in mud and tar.
No, he's not.
He was.
Well, he got a nice haircut, finally.
Yeah, he usually gets groomed every 12 weeks. And because of all of this COVID stuff, the groomers were closed because for some reason they're considered non-essential, which I don't understand. But anyway, 26 weeks he went without being groomed. So took him today and he was happy as a clam, she said, after he got his haircut. But
how happy is a clam?
I don't know. She said he seemed
clams
really happy.
Are made to be eaten.
When you think of what a clam looks like. Like, it opens its mouth and it's just like, ah! So you got to be pretty happy.
That seems terrifying.
They're either like laughing joyfully or screaming in agony and existential dread. We don't know, but we'll lean into happy.
He looks like a new dog.
He looked like a carpet before you took him.
His hair was probably 6 to 8 inches, like, growing off of his butt. I know.
It's like my butt hair. That's how long my butt hair is. It's long.
But, now he's a skinny mini, and
the one is, he had that picture of him, like, curled up on the floor with, like, no hair now at all. And he's probably, like, even though it's, like, 90 degrees outside, he's like, I'm freezing. why is it so cold?
No, inside his head, he just went, naked.
So have you guys done anything fun since, like, we hit yellow? I mean, I know a lot of the restaurants around here are doing outdoor, because that's the only way they could open and have in-person dining is if they do it outside, which, like, I kind of love that they're doing it in like, on sidewalks and in parking lots and stuff like that.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, right. But have you guys done anything since?
I hung out with some friends. It was nice seeing, you know,
we did people. The same, yeah.
It was like, oh, this is cool.
Literally, the Friday we went yellow, we had people over. It was like, we're not waiting at all. What about you, though?
No, I was just excited to get Timmy to a groomer. We were really looking forward to that. I mean, we hung out with family. My nephew is
so
five.
She's been breaking protocol the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, way to cause it all.
He's been really interested in the
dirt
outer
people.
Space. Shut up. Since, like, the SpaceX thing. So we've been, like, stargazing. I have a telescope. We've been doing that kind of thing.
Speaking of, before you get to Mickey, speaking of SpaceX, did you hear about Space Force?
They might lose their trademarks to Netflix. They did?
Did they?
The show owns it.
How is that even possible?
Because they never trademarked it.
The original Space Force existed before the show Space Force. Mm. I mean, I don't know how much it matters because that show is terrible and it's not going to be on Netflix.
Oh, come on, I liked it.
Did you really?
I thought it was funny.
I only saw 2 episodes. I thought it was funny.
Did
I
you really?
I haven't been there. I haven't watched
it
yet.
Monkey.
That was kind of funny and amusing, but I don't know, man. The show just, something wasn't clicking with me. I didn't quite get it, but
I thought it was cute.
Whatever. That's fine. You're allowed to think things different than me.
I
mean,
know.
It's wrong.
What?
But, I mean, you're allowed to do
it's wrong.
Yeah, you're allowed to do it. It's not correct. But what have you done fun?
Well, one of my employees came down, and she is working on her driver's license, which is entertaining. So Mom and I sat and watched her drive around the parking lot at the Dome for, like, half an hour and not crash into anything.
That's fun.
Do you have Murderer, like, riding out there on his bike, like, you know, trying to present obstacles to her? Like,
no, she doesn't need that much.
Shut it, pedestrian crossing!
he jumps the car.
She's going to be a while before she gets her license.
He runs across the parking lot, like, chasing a ball, like, look out! Child at play.
Yeah, that shows her he's dead.
But that was my entertainment for the week.
Oh yeah, that would be entertaining. Yeah, let us know, though, listener, wherever you're at, because everybody's, I think we said, everybody's pretty much either open, like totally open, like you said, Wisconsin is just like those people have just been spitting in each other's mouths,
licking each other.
Oh, yeah. And
no social distancing whatsoever.
Yeah, no, like literally touching each other's eyeballs together, like just transferring every possible body part.
Like fermented cheese there. I mean, that's all they are.
Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin's got nothing else going. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's
got nothing else going on. I mean, my sister lives there. How good can it be?
Boom.
Is that the one that dropped a barbell on herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a big CrossFitter, my sister is, and she was viral Wow. Not for like the right. She was thrilled that she went viral, but I'm like, I'd rather be like go viral for doing something cool, not like dropping something heavy on top of myself and then having Snoop Dogg retweet it, which he did do. But he said something to the effect of "LOL, stay in your lane."
I'm going to admit, if Snoop Dogg said that about me, I'd be so sorry.
Yeah, it's like, I'm famous. Snoop Dogg insulted me. I'm famous. Me like, oh.
I would be okay. So happy. The D-O-double-G?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It doesn't matter what you did.
But we've got a good show lined up here today, though, as is usual with the freak accident. All our shows are great.
Yes.
A little bit of that narcissism again. Just a little...
As long as you get to it.
Yeah, the Salt Bay.
That's that right. Was yeah. Good. We've got a guy made the mistake of pouring wine into the wrong glass.
Yes.
And his now ex punished him in a very unconventional manner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll get our thoughts on that. We have some things that you absolutely cannot share. We'll see if we agree or not. I know just from a few of the examples, I was like, ew, no, 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 no. So we'll see what these things are.
$10 poop is on that.
Some people are into that sort of thing, though.
I know. There was an old joke.
They probably
back in
love you with the mega colon.
Yeah, I'm like
you're like the fountain of youth of, like, poop, of like, scat people.
I'm the beast that resistance. No, there was this one website.
Did you say poop day resistance?
No, I didn't, but that was even funnier. No, there was this website that was about that, and everybody would, back in AIM days, they would put down a website, but secretly put the link to that, and the first picture you saw, I'll tell you off mic.
Oh, that was like the old joke, what, visitlemonparty.com or whatever it was? Like, people were doing
that. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't visit that.
I don't know if that's still a thing or not.
Nope, don't visit it.
Looney Tunes are coming back, but, you know.
Nah. Yeah.
Nah. Well, they are, but it's just like, come on. Like, really? These are the things that we're worried about? We'll talk about that. And we've got we'll finish out with Life's Little Wins.
Yeah,
that make us all happier.
Yeah.
Because what we need in this terrible, awful, soon-to-be post-apocalyptic society, this hellscape that we all inhabit, where marauders run through the streets setting fire to things, we need to be uplifted a bit.
We do.
And given reason to be happy. So we're going to endeavor to do that on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says...
Yeah. The things that happen off mic that I half expect this to be that commercial.
That's all I expected to be.
Yeah, I'll add any more. Spill your red wine.
Yeah.
Was it Bounty Towels? Yeah. That's what it advertises for?
And then it goes boom boom.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
Nobody has access to Bounty Towels anymore, but don't you wish you did? You can clean up your wine spill. Bounty, send us a check. A Freak Accident just gave you free advertising, you bitches.
Hey, you bitches, I'm sure that would help.
That definitely made them cut that check.
Now listen, as a culture drunk, which I am, I take my wine drinking very seriously. Mm. I take all my alcohol drinking very seriously. There is a certain way that it needs to be done properly.
Okay.
And, well, I mean, you know, Kara says that. You just punch a hole in the bottom of the box, right? Yeah. And you just hold it over your head.
Well, like, I'm really disappointed because once bars reopen, I have to go back to, like, the 5-ounce pour as opposed to the 25-ounce pour I get at home.
Everybody's saying that, yeah. Like you're going to go back to the bar and it's going to be like, wow, yeah, there's, like,
this
no alcohol in this at all.
So.
But this is a little bit of an overreaction, though, in my humble opinion.
That's YouTube.
I was just going to start dancing again. It cut me off.
Yeah.
Just let it play for the whole segment. Why not?
No. Like Weekend at Bernie's.
So this is the story.
Stop! Sorry.
It listened.
UB40 was starting to get me really bad.
Yeah. This was in Metro, this story. This is what happened. This was in London. Okay.
So
you can't even blame this on America or all these stupid Florida people. No, this happened in London. in the you
cultured.
Know,
apparently he wasn't though.
Okay, so this was a couple. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were already split up. Mm. Okay, they were already exes. For whatever reason, though, they decided to get back together again and share a wine together.
Mm. The guy trying to get lucky,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, get back together, you know, smooth things out, maybe see if they can try it again. Who knows what the motivation was? But this woman is 41 years old. Her name is Dika Ahmed. And the guy's name was, I just had here, 28-year-old ex-boyfriend named Sylvester's Rulish. Wait, this isn't the Looney Tunes segment, right? That's later in the show.
All, folks.
So, back on April 15th, she broke quarantine to go visit him. Mm. Okay, little coronavirus tryst.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Tale as old as 2020.
There's gonna be movies about this. Yeah.
She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine. He invited her inside. It's like, all right. Immediately, you're thinking this is going great.
Yep.
COVID-19. Yeah. You know, this music started playing in his head, and he's like, "This quarantine just about to get turned. It's just gonna happen.
Yeah, we're getting sexy."
So she showed up with the wine. He invited her inside. But then he poured the wine into a pair of tumblers instead of a pair of wine glasses.
Uncultured bastard.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The audacity. Jeez. Tumblers are for bourbon, scotch, whiskey, things of
what
that nature.
A jerk.
Yeah. So he poured the wine into the tumblers, not wine glasses. Now, again, it's kind of like, who knows? Guy living on his own. Probably doesn't do dishes that often. Maybe there were no wine glasses clean.
Mm. Or there were no wine glasses.
Single guy.
Right.
How many single guys did you know in the course of your lives that had wine glasses on hand?
Unfortunately, too many.
Really?
It's a Massachusetts thing.
I was just going to say, I'm going to blame it on the Chusets.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll leave it there. So anyway,
okay.
He poured the wine into the tumblers, right? Now, a reasonable reaction to that would be, hey, you don't have any wine glasses? This is going to ruin the bouquet. Okay, it's not getting contact with the right shape of glass, so it's gonna, the aroma is not gonna escape the way. You know, you don't. No, it set her off. Well, she went crazy.
A reasonable reaction to that is, oh, thank you. Let me drink this glass of wine.
Right.
Yeah, it's not my wine.
Well,
so.
I should specify. Yeah, I mean, if you were going to have a problem with it, you at least be like, you know,
like,
not an insane person. What you definitely don't do is slap him a bunch of times.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hit his roommate with a belt.
Yep. What did the roommate have to do with anything?
He was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and it was just one of those things, like, it was like the Hulk, just blind rage.
Well, if he didn't have the wine glass, neither did he, so.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Both
the
fault.
And then she took a dump on their doorstep.
No! Oh, my God. Are you serious? Is that true?
It is true.
How did she have that locked and loaded to go when she was bad like that?
She's like,
she worked that up that fast.
Maybe she got like so mad that she turned back into like a cave person.
Maybe she was just locked and loaded just in case something bad happened. She had a big lunch.
She fibered up before she went out.
Just in case I need to crap on something or someone.
We need to.
I need my Metamucil before I head out tonight.
In case I have the pinch and throw tonight.
it's one thing like. It's something like when you're a wild animal and you throw your poop at other wild animals as like a means of intimidation or whatever. But like, yeah, as a human being, like you have to kind of focus to make a poop happen. She had one ready to go, though.
No, I think what's even funnier is the contrast of it. It's like, I didn't
the
have
hypocrisy.
My wine. I want to have my wine glass to drink my wine. So let me go crap.
Yeah. You uncultured swine pouring my wine into those tumblers. How dare you? I will show you.
Now you have porch poop. Oh my god.
Hitting random people walking by with belts and just flinging your poop around.
I feel like there's more to this story than what's written there.
Like she was working it up while she was slapping the belt around.
Maybe.
Twisting left to right. Oh! Watch out! Here it comes!
I'm picturing like poop. For some reason now, because you said locked and loaded, yeah. I'm picturing she like does some weird yoga move and is like firing it out, like, you know, like poop, poop. The guy like has to dive. He has to dive behind his couch. Yeah. You know,
she's firing at all cylinders.
She's definitely way more cultured. So,
oh yeah, obviously,
totally the guy's fault.
Yeah,
big time.
I mean. Let this be a lesson to somebody.
Always have it locked and loaded.
Either always take your fiber supplement or have the right kind of glasses, but there is no in between.
No.
It's either one or the other.
Yep. Except between the cheeks.
I just can't stop thinking about that. It's terrible.
You're never going to stop thinking about it either. Nope. This story doesn't leave your head.
So that's it.
So you single people out there, get ready. This is your life.
I wonder what would happen like if you ever got like if you had a traffic altercation with somebody and it got to the point where it's like, hey, get out of your car. You know, like that guy with you the one time, right? Who came over and was punching your driver's side window.
Yeah.
Trying to get you. What if you climbed out, pulled your pants down, and just started taking a crap right in the middle of the road?
I wish I had that kind of control. If I could do on command.
That's What's her great. Name again? Get that info to Lazy E, please.
In his case, though, like when he craps out a literal baby-sized turd out of the mega colon,
I know. I
mean, yeah.
You might just blow his mind.
I would block the door.
Like, yeah, he just totally loses his concentration. He forgot what he was mad at you about. He pulls out his phone and starts taking pictures. He's like, this is incredible. What a moment in human history. That's a real quick way to de-escalate, I imagine, anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you just have poop. To, yeah. When you resort to scatological, you know, games and activities. Oh. I'm suddenly not thinking about anything anymore. All I can think about is poop.
Yeah, what's the rest of the story about?
I don't even, that's it. Yeah, that's she was charged with criminal damage and assault.
Oh my gosh.
Assault.
Yeah, literally assault.
Yeah, fart.
So yeah, take your fiber. Take your fiber. Keep wine glasses around, or this lady's gonna find you.
Yeah. She's gonna poop.
She's gonna poop.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Your poop.
Can you share?
Your poop.
I was going to try to hit the poop button when that happened.
It was great that it ended like that.
Can you share your poop if you don't share your wine?
That worked out even better. You're good.
That's even better. Perfect.
2020 will never stop surprising me. Anyway, this was a survey in the Sun.
All the way up there.
Really? Yeah. Elon Musk is taking things really seriously with this whole Space Force
thing.
Yeah, SpaceX and all that. All right, so 2,000 people were surveyed, and they were asked to name the least shareable things in your life, like things you absolutely could not ever share under any circumstance or should not share under any circumstance.
Okay.
And the list was compiled. We've got 10 here, not in any particular order, but these are some stuff that you might not even share with your significant other. Okay.
Ooh.
And number one is your underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't share your undies with somebody?
No one wants to share the undies with
That is one of my favorite Onion articles of all time in The Onion, where it's, what is it? It was a friend has bathing suit that touched his genitals that he will lend to you since you didn't bring yours. It's like, ugh. Because, you know, everybody's been to that party, right? Yep. That party where there's a pool. It's like, oh, I didn't bring my swimsuit. Oh, I've got one you can borrow. No, absolutely not. No. That is gross.
There's no protection. There's nothing.
I mean, they get washed.
Do you know that?
I trust my friends wash their clothes.
If there's anything that COVID-19 has taught me, it's that nobody had any kind of conceivable hygiene practices before this pandemic began.
True.
All my friends are fine.
Nobody knew how to wash their hands. They needed to come out with videos to teach people how to do it properly.
And you know what? My luck, I get the bathing suit that got, like, part of it got stuck in the washing machine, so that part didn't get cleaned, and it would be that one part that you want cleaned, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the part that got stuck up someone's butt.
Yeah. Well, that's the part you would want cleaned for sure.
Yeah. I love how Mickey's so confident in her friends. Yeah. Like, watch, like, one of them not even have actual skin. It's just, like, bile that they cake onto their skeleton.
What's the next one?
Number two is your toothbrush.
Yeah, because that's gross.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever shared a toothbrush.
I mean, why would you need to?
Right.
Well, I could see maybe if you went on vacation, you forgot a packet, but you should just go buy one.
Yeah, there's literally convenience stores all over the place.
You can buy one at a gas station.
You can, but usually most hotels, I think, have toothbrushes that you could just go down to the front desk and ask them for one, and they'll give it to you.
Sometimes. Depends on where you stay.
Yeah. Right, the Motel 6 probably doesn't, but nope. You know, if you're staying in a Marriott or, like, you know, someplace of half decent quality, you probably can get one.
That was the thing, like, when Murderer and I started traveling, like, when I could finally get him on a plane, that's, like, my rule is that I just don't bring any of the toothpaste, anything. We just pick it up at the nearest store to the hotel because I'm so sick of TSA scanning through the bags. I'm going to just put the clothes in the bag. We'll get everything else when we get out there.
Well, TSA, they might just confiscate it on you anyway because who knows?
I've had it happen because, like, I'll forget that something was in the bag and, like, the front part of the bag from the last time I did, like, a makeup show or something weird and there was, like, a thing of lotion that was just over 3 ounces, and they're like, nope, that's gonna go in the garbage. I'm like, that's a $50 bottle. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, can you send it back to my house, please?
That was like when the pandemic started, and they're like, oh, TSA is gonna allow up to 12 ounces of Purell or hand sanitizer onto flights, and I'm like, oh, great, now we gotta deal with plane crashes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, now we got to deal with plane crashes. Yes, on top of everything else. Yeah, oh, damn, these terrorists threatening pilots with clean teeth.
Bastards.
That was so your toothbrush number three is razors, so like shaving razors.
That's not that bad. I mean, as long as you're just shaving your face. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, who out there? And I'm sure there are people who out there is using the same razor to cover, you know,
all bases,
their whole body,
all of the yardage. Yeah.
The thing is, though, if you're borrowing it, you don't know which shaver that is.
That's true.
What if you grab the wrong one?
So maybe it's best to stay away, is what
that's
we're
right.
saying.
Well, the same thing with the bathing suit. Maybe you got the water sports bathing suit, and you know what kind of water sports I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, polo.
Yeah.
Water polo. That ain't what I'm talking about.
No.
Or synchronized swimming.
Well, kind of. Anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Razors, Mickey?
No, I keep my own.
Okay. You would never share them?
It would. I mean, I barely use it to begin with. So there's that problem, too.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Number four is social media passwords. I mean, that just seems like...
Oh, I have a story about that.
Oh, boy.
The ex, she happened to... I didn't share it, just saw me type it in. And was all over my social media when checking every nuance of what I was. And the only reason I knew is because when I got home, suddenly on the computer, there's my Facebook and everything is up. And I'm like, well, isn't that fantastic? That's my ex.
Good reason.
Did she learn anything weird about you? Like, not like she goes in thinking, oh, I'm going to find out if he's cheating on me.
Yeah.
And then she just learns some really disturbing facts. Like, you know, why are you Google searching this so much?
Yeah. Eating scabs. Is it healthy?
This is like all you like. Like, all literally every picture you've liked has been a picture of someone eating a scab.
So gross. Don't share that.
You know what? Everybody has their thing.
Now, this seems weird. Don't share bathrooms. In other words, this one specifies like showering while someone else is on the toilet.
Oh yeah, no.
Don't care.
I think it depends. Like which activity are you doing on the toilet?
It doesn't matter. We don't do that.
I feel like you have to come in and go number one real quick. I'm like, whatever, I'm in the shower, who cares? Or if you're like brushing your teeth and I'm in the shower, like, I'm not peeking on you. Do your thing.
But
it's
don't
fine.
Come in here and number two.
Yeah, don't number two and like, let me smell it all up or like hear things. Oh, I don't want to know all that.
Because then number two in the shower?
Well, that's the thing. Well, if you're showering and somebody is number twoing in the same room, then you get that whole, the humidity locks in the scent and now like you're just showering in poop smell.
Defeating the whole purpose.
The door is open anyways in our house, so it doesn't matter.
So that's fine.
Yeah, we just don't care.
I like my privacy.
Yeah.
That's my time.
There's also like showers are not as sexy as they're portrayed in certain like bits of media and things like that. Like you got to sometimes put your leg in an awkward position to reach
what?
You know, to make sure you're getting every square inch.
Oh.
You got to get clean. You know, and sometimes it requires you to bend or stretch in an odd way. It's not
well,
sexy.
I mean,
how do you wash yourself?
If the shower curtain is closed,
I make sure
you
I get everything.
Right.
I have a what are those called? The loofah thing on a stick.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
You should probably do that.
I gotta like.
You pull a hamstring.
I gotta like do like a weird reach behind with my head.
I was picturing leg. Action. Yeah. I wasn't picturing you getting to your back.
Are you a cat? Do you lick like your butt?
That would be interesting, but no.
Like lift the leg above your head.
I wish I was that flexible, man.
For some reason, that's where my mind went. Like,
of course it did.
It didn't go to the back at all.
Of course it did. I mean, that's just your brain.
Whatever.
See, this is one of those moments where you realize you belong on this show.
Yeah, like, oh,
this is why.
Now I know.
Number six is pajamas. I don't see why that would be a problem,
that's
really.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Share pajamas.
I mean, not that we do, but I mean, I can't think of why we would, but.
Like, why not?
Why, yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
Well, I mean, I couldn't wear any of Helen Hurst's pajamas just because she's a tiny little lady, and I don't know if I'd fit in them, you know, not to mention, like, I don't know if Hello Kitty would necessarily go with my eyes, but, like, you know, if she wanted to wear, like, one of my shirts that I wear when I sleep, like, big deal. That's not a problem.
Yeah, you see.
Or one of my pairs of lounge pants. Those are super comfortable.
Yeah.
Fiance has Steelers pajamas, and I would just.
I
would poop in them. I would poop on them.
Yeah.
And back to the poop.
Yeah. I would go on the porch and I would just poop.
That's going to be our next t-shirt, just back to the poop, because it seems like this show often circles back to that.
Poops and farts.
Yeah. Your phone password?
I share that.
I never
locked. I don't have it locked.
Yeah, but who does?
I have a hard enough time remembering how to swipe it up to get it open.
I'm going to say this. If your significant other has it locked and you're in a real relationship, you got to start questioning what that person is doing.
Well, wait, now my phone, I have to put a passcode in.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Don't I? I think so.
No, you can go into settings and undo it. Yep.
I mean, everyone knows it. Like, my nephew knows it. My sister knows it. You guys know it.
Does your husband know it?
My husband knows. He should know it. It's our wedding.
He's the only one.
He should know it. It's our wedding anniversary.
Oh. Then wait, why would we know it?
I don't know. I'm
just, okay.
I was just making a point.
Are we supposed to know it?
Your bank account information?
Well, yeah. I mean, that
Wait, seems with like your significant other or just people in general? Where are we at here? Yeah. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't
anymore.
Know. Again, this is the list of things that you cannot share.
You shouldn't share.
That you should not share.
Account.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Who is stupid? Well, I say that.
Right.
Who, but really, you're really, really dumb if you're sharing your bank account information with people. And with other people.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, yeah. You are just stupid.
Right.
And you should probably not exist anymore.
It's like those people that were taking pictures of their credit cards and debit cards when they got them in the mail because they were so excited and they left like the
oh
whole
my God, yeah.
code number. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you do that?
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, these are the same people who share like the thing on Facebook, like, I do not give Facebook my permission to use my pictures. If you want Facebook to verify who you are, you got to include a picture of your social security number, your social security card, and you got to post it to your wall.
Do you know why those exist? Those things, I will not share, da da da, and all these, like.
Because people are stupid?
Well, no, not just that, but the people that, like, those tests, like, they say, answer all this stuff. Like, everything, your
What's
favorite
your mother's
color,
maiden name? Yeah, what was your first dog?
To get your password.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's like all the shareable things that they do that, like, ask you personal questions just on a wall. And you'll see, like, half of my friends will post, like, you're a moron if you fill this out. And the other half are like, oh, play along with me. And I'm like, you don't even see what you're doing, like, at all. You don't know? Okay.
Well, no, it's usually when I point that out to somebody, like, hey, you probably shouldn't answer this. They're kind of, they go, has nothing to do with any of my passwords. And it's not anything.
Well, good, then they can knock that off the list, and they can move on to the next list.
Yeah. So, and you go,
Next up is towels. How do you not share towels if you're in a relationship? Like, I don't label my towels as, you know, I don't put my name on the tag on the towel to make sure that it's only mine.
Well, then you're going back to the underwear situation. So, is it washed or is it not washed?
Mm. Well, technically, towels are always washed.
Like a bar of soap.
Yeah. But honestly, me and the... me and the
I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it.
Me and the girl, we have separate towels. And I have mine hung up in a different area because I don't want her
maybe
to
in the shower, but like maybe let's say at the beach. I'll share a towel at the beach.
Yeah, like who cares? That seems
so.
Dumb.
That's a tricky one.
And the last one makes no sense at all. T-shirts. You don't share isn't that like the thing that you share?
Don't you try them on at stores and stuff?
Right.
Share them with like strangers, basically.
I don't try on T-shirts
or anything.
I know my size, fat.
So, what about a bar of soap? That's a much better one.
Yeah,
don't use bars of soap.
Just think about it though. If you use a bar of soap, it's supposed to be self-cleaning, but like, do you want to use it after somebody was using it?
Because the last place they wash
and the first place,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they put it right between their butt cheeks.
That's right.
Yeah, just go.
They practice when they have to be locked and loaded when they're mad about wine glasses.
They see if they can squeeze this bar of soap out and, like, you know, aim it properly somewhere across the shower.
That'll work.
Perfect.
Is that the kind of bending you were thinking about me doing when I mentioned bending
that's
before?
Exactly
that's
what
she was picturing in her head.
And that's why she deserves to be on this show.
Yeah, that's right. Keep my name out your mouth. That's weird. Up next, PC culture has infected the Looney Tunes. God, nothing is sacred.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I mean, arguably from an era when cartoons were much better than what they are right now.
And extremely racist and inconsiderate?
Sure. Oh my god, it's still going. We're into the next short already. Looney Tunes are apparently making a comeback. They're going to be returning to HBO Max, which is just another reason to get HBO Max, which I'm really kind of being sold on this as being the second streaming service that I will pay for.
What else is going to be on there?
Well, they're doing the Zack Snyder. They're doing the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's going to be like the big item that's going to be coming to HBO Max next year. There's a bunch of other things, too. There's just like a ton of movies and things like that. There's going to be probably a lot of, I mean, for me, a comic book nerd, there's going to be comics material going directly to HBO Max. So that's pretty cool. But in either case, this is not an HBO Max advertisement. If you want it to be, send us a check! But the Looney Tunes are going to be making a comeback on HBO Max. They're going to be returning. But this got everybody riled up the other day. As reported in Deadline, Elmer Fudd, longtime nemesis of Bugs Bunny, many classic skits and segments. He will be in the Looney Tunes cartoons. Now, in case you're not familiar, Elmer Fudd is a hunter who goes around hunting Bugs and Daffy Duck in different iterations. But this time around, he's not gonna have a gun. Because guns equal bad, And he's not allowed to have a gun to go and shoot Bugs Bunny with anymore. So a hunter without a gun, how's that work? Is he going to hunt him with a spear instead, like old school?
Did you see what he is actually carrying?
Apparently, in a short that was released a couple of years ago called Dynamite Dance, he had a scythe.
How is that better?
And in case you don't know, that's the thing that the Grim Reaper holds.
Yeah. So is Wile E. Coyote going to have no access to Acme equipment? Like, how's that going to work?
No, apparently the producer says cartoony violence like TNT and all of the Acme equipment will still be in the cartoons.
Just not a gun
for
a hunter.
So you can blow up Bugs Bunny with an IED, but you can't shoot him with a gun.
You could also take that scathe and just stab him in the heart.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. So you can bomb people. Right. You can literally set dynamite off and destroy people with, you know, high yield explosive materials. Just not a gun.
Stab them.
Guns equal bad.
Just don't shoot.
And everybody's a wuss, and when they see a gun, they get the vapors and they have to run to the fainting couch.
But he's a hunter.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So is he going to be like an old school hunter-gatherer type hunter? Like,
and it's not like he carried an assault rifle. He had a regular old rifle for hunting. Like, it wasn't out of the ordinary.
It was a double-barrel shotgun is what he used to carry around with him.
And he wasn't very successful anyway, so, I mean...
Yeah, maybe...
This is the same culture that thinks that they don't need to have farmers because peas come in the store.
She said pee.
That's what I was laughing about.
See, there's that. And then apparently Yosemite Sam is also not going to have his pistols anymore either. Which, again, you've got like a Wild West sheriff.
Wait a minute. Weren't his always fake, though? Wasn't that like the running joke when he popped it off and had the flag that came out and said bang?
That was only when he actually went to shoot something. But when he was just, like, jumping up in the air...
I did go off,
I mean, how many times in those cartoons, though, did somebody get blasted in the face with a shotgun, and it's like, oh, their face turns black, but they're perfectly fine.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, they got, like, a gunpowder burn on their face, and then they, like, shake it off, or they literally will wipe it off of their face, and they're perfectly okay. Daffy Duck, I saw him get his bill shot all the way to the back of his head, and then he just moves it back to the front. Because
again, because it's a cartoon.
Cartoons aren't real, guys. Yeah. This stuff. People aren't like Bugs isn't getting shot in the heart and then he lays on the forest floor and bleeds out. Like, that's not how it happens.
A great way to end Looney Tunes. Elmer Fudd shoots Bugs Bunny. He's dead, and then he scalps him. Oh. Like, he actually, like, guts him.
What was the famous interaction was, like, you know, where Fudd shoots Bugs, and Bugs, like, plays up, like, oh, it's getting dark. Oh, I'm dying, you know, I'm losing my blood. Everything's getting cold, you know, and he lays down, and he's like, oh, and then, like, Fudd starts crying. He's like, oh, the poor wabbit, I didn't mean to hurt him. And then Bugs kisses him and bounces off into the distance because he's perfectly okay.
Instead, there's no mistake with that thing he has. He's gonna stab him right through the heart.
He just completely bends him.
Yeah, there is no mistake anymore. He kills him, and it is merciless.
It's a sharp spear, and he just chucks it through the air and just impales him on it. Or he just hits him with sticks, or blows him up with dynamite.
I mean, I think I'd be okay with it if they gave him like a bow and arrow. If they did the hunting method, as in bow and arrow hunting, I'd be okay. But a Sith?
So,
really?
So much more humane, you know, shooting with a bow and arrow.
But it's still a style of hunting, at least. Like, it gets the point across. Like, a Sith is used to cut down wheat. Like, come on.
How's that? Or cut down souls, Mickey, because death carries a scythe. So, what's Yosemite Sam, who's a Wild West, like, sheriff kind of guy?
Just, well, they're defunding the police.
All
that's what it is.
Yeah, they all have the sights. That's all they have. Everybody
just all
has
carrying sights around.
It's a really dark, dark Looney Tunes. They all just no explanation. They're all just walking around.
Like, what if they did something like really wacky? Like, what if Yosemite Sam just like starts hurling coconuts at people? Like, that's his new thing for some reason. I don't know why.
That wouldn't even make any sense.
Or he just carries dynamite
around.
That's
where it's at, though. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, whatever. It's a cartoon.
Like, what are Tom and Jerry, just roommates?
Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, what they think the 50s were like and you know, the 60s or whenever these cartoons were originally on TV.
20s.
Right, so even earlier than that. But I mean, I'm picturing, like, do they think that because Elmer Fudd was walking around with a shotgun, mm-hmm. and using it in the cartoon, like, were people just wantonly killing each other in the streets with guns because everybody miraculously thought that it was okay?
Well, didn't
because a cartoon had it, that makes guns cool, and we gotta go just kill each other now.
Crisco, didn't you know that's why World War II happened? Duh.
Well, it's the same argument with the video games. Video right. games make killers. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Well, that's the funniest thing, too, is the same people who would argue that that video games do not create serial killers are the people saying that we can't have guns in a cartoon.
Right.
Yeah. If you're going to make it a different thing, make the whole thing different then. Don't even make him a hunter.
Yeah.
Don't do the thing. Just totally.
Make it Grim Reaper and friends. That's it.
Just don't even try to save any semblance of it because.
Also, like, wasn't Elmer Fudd, like, the bad guy in those skits, too, essentially? Like, he was, like, the villain.
Right.
So, you know, Bugs Bunny isn't going around shooting people to death.
Oh, that would be a twist.
No, yeah. Like I said, he uses dynamite.
Yeah, which is worse.
You know, and rockets.
He's a terrorist.
And he pushes people off cliffs and things like that. Like, you know.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
We live in a very, very hypersensitive world where, you know, everybody gets their feelings hurt because they see a gun. And so then, like I said, they got to clutch their pearls and run to the nearest corner so that they can cry because it makes them feel uncomfortable.
I mean, there are other things we could focus on. Besides Homer Fudd having a gun.
Here's one. Figure out what defund the police actually means and then change the name to that.
Yeah. Get your marketing game in order.
Exactly. Yeah. Straighten your crap out. And then we can worry about this, like, when all that other bad stuff is gone.
Yeah, you know, the real problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get the economy running again, you know, and not have people be sitting at home out of work. And then we can worry about whether or not Elmer Fudd has a gun and what that's going to mean for today's youth.
Pick a better thing to replace it with.
easy problem solver here. Just don't let your kids watch TV.
Oh, Mickey's going to do that now.
Yeah, don't turn into a bunch of Mickeys. We don't need a world filled with that.
Up next, we're going to end the show.
It's over.
Yep. We're going to end the show with life's little wins that make us happier. So we'll end on a
not watching TV.
According to Mickey, anyway. But you're not happy, though. You're always miserable.
Oh, well, yeah.
So watch TV. That's the lesson to learn. And here's some other little wins that you can use, too.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy.
Ooh. Don't worry, be happy.
Be happy, Mickey.
Ooh. No.
That's an order. The song don't is telling worry. You to be happy.
Yes.
Be happy.
What are you, Governor Wolf?
No, he's very worried. He's worried about a lot of things. He's worried that we can't, like, put our own pants on. Like, we need his help to do it. He needs to lead us by the hand because we're not responsible adults. How does that make you feel, Mickey?
I want to punch him in the face.
All right, so, let's think about these things, though. We'll see if it makes you happy or not. This is in the mirror.
Oh!
There's a mirror on the wall.
I looked there and it was just me.
Does that make you happy?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a survey on life's little wins, like little victories that we have in our lives that make us feel happy.
Nice.
So you could try to do some of these things, maybe eck out a little bit of happiness for yourself in this horrifying nightmare of a year. Number one is finding money in the pocket of an old coat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's greatness.
Or in Murderer's Case, on the side of the road?
He finds money just like...
So lucky.
Honestly,
like a briefcase filled with dollar bills or something.
Found, what was that, like 6 months ago we found $50?
What?
Yep. Oh my gosh. Jealous.
Now, what's the most money that you've ever found, like in an old pair of pants or something like that, or in an old purse or whatever?
Like a 20.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah, same, 20.
Yeah. I know I have around the holidays, like, there's so many things that happen at the same time. We've got, like, anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas. Like, it all kind of happened in a quick span. Like, I don't always get to, like, sorting through the cards because, like, things happen. I get distracted or whatever. And the best thing is, like, I go finally end up sorting them, throwing the ones away, and you open it up. It's like, oh, sweet, I have $50 in this one. You know, or whatever the case might be. Waking up to nice weather is a little victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's beautiful.
Not muggy, humid, horrible 90-degree where, like, the moment you step outside, you just immediately become soaked in a layer of sweat.
No, the best is, like, on the weekend. You wake up a little bit later, it's light out, and it's just perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Getting an unexpected gift in the mail. Does that happen often?
No, so that is totally a victory if you do.
I do like when I order something off Amazon and forget I did it. And I'm like, what's this? It's addressed
surprise!
To me. All right.
The stimulus check.
There you go.
That was a huge surprise.
We all knew it was coming. You just didn't know when.
Right.
Exactly. It was like Christmas every day.
Did we really believe it was coming?
Every day I doubted.
Yeah.
Doubted a little bit more.
Yeah.
So he runs out to his mailbox. He's like, all right. Oh, it's just another advertisement for me to take this State Farm agent up on their offer to check my car insurance rates. Getting into bed with fresh sheets.
Yeah.
That's a pretty awesome feeling.
Like right after a shower.
And it smells like the downy or something.
That's
like that.
That's the stuff, yep. Mm.
Yeah, if you go fresh sheets on the bed, shower, everything's just perfectly clean, and you just slide right into those sheets. Ah.
Oh, I forget to put on underwears. They're not clean anymore.
It's totally naked. Just slide right on in, like a hot dog between the buns.
Just one big streak.
Yep.
Back to the poop.
There you go. Here you go. Like you were talking about on the way over here, Kara, the opposite, hitting green lights as you're approaching them.
Yeah, that's always nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, I always have the opposite effect. The light will be green, 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 green. The moment I get within striking distance, it turns yellow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, now I have to run it because I'm not stopping.
Right.
The opposite would be nice. Yeah. Oh, another red light. Oh, it just turns green.
Nice.
Sweet. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes rather than 25. Watching the sunset.
Sure.
Mickey's like the only person in the world who would not find joy from a pretty sunset.
I remember I got a call.
I mean, they're nice, but, like, is it a win?
I mean, think of it this way. You have the time to sit and enjoy a sunset. That's probably a win, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. If I had the time to do that, then yes, I would consider it. But that's not happening.
I got a call from my friend Paul, who gave us such wonders as The Ocean Takes No Prisoners. And he called up and he just said, I'm looking outside. It's a nice sunset. Not the best. But for today, it'll do.
Not the best.
Okay. C plus on this sunset. B minus, maybe, if I'm grading on a curve.
Yeah.
Still perfectly adequate, though. Crossing off the last thing on a to-do list. Mickey, Kara, I get the feeling that the two of you have never seen the bottom of a to-do list.
That might be a good feeling.
You just keep adding things onto the end of it, so I don't know if the end is ever really conceivable.
I feel like the one day that I do finally get to the bottom of that list and cross it off, I'm just going to turn the paper over, and there's going to be that one more thing. I'm just like, really? Yeah. Really?
Normally when I get down to like two things on my list,
there's more stuff
I
to
like
add.
Rip that paper up, put it on a new list so I could be like, oh, I finished this list, even though I didn't.
Well, that's still kind of the small win, though.
Yeah, because it's like, got to rip this one up and throw it away.
Yeah. Mickey scratches lottery tickets like an old Polish lady. Mickey, does a winning lottery ticket, even if it's only a few bucks, make you feel good?
Well, yeah.
There you go.
I got my money back.
In some cases, you got a lot more. Somebody the other day was bragging they had like a $600 ticket or something like that.
Well, that's good. Nice. Well, that was like the one time, what was that, the first year that we were open, we bought one of the, Match 6 or whatever, and it was just like on a whim, and Murderer goes to check it, and you get the cute little online thing, we won $200.
Nice.
Oh, I was like, whoa, my bills are paid.
All right. And receiving a compliment from a complete stranger.
No.
Wow.
Why not?
I feel like it's creepy.
I mean, if they say it in a creepy way, it is.
Yeah, it's not like
you have very pretty eyes.
Your hair looks delicious.
Kara, who was that weirdo who was on you at the gas station?
Well, I mean, that was creepy. I don't remember that. He said it in a creepy way.
I was going to say, did he make you feel happy or were you just kind of like, ugh?
No, it was gross. It was super skeevy. But but when someone says something nice, like, oh, I really like that shirt or whatever, like in a normal human way.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
If it's a handsome gentleman saying it, it's like, oh, cool.
That would
be
fine.
If it's a weirdo with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and his pants not,
and he's already been looking at you for a couple minutes and you could tell out of the side of your eye. Yeah, you don't want that compliment.
He's got a janky tattoo on his arm. He's just kind of looking at you like, and then finally, a couple minutes later, he's like, yeah, you look.
He worked
like,
it up.
Yeah.
Gross.
You look pretty.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to wring you out into a glass and drink it. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that would have
worked. Crisco. Oh.
No, I'm the creepy guy. Did you figure that out?
No, we knew that.
No, now I know. Oh, my God.
Oh. Getting a reaction like that makes me happy. That's
totally worth it.
Yeah, a tear in my eye.
Yeah, look, he actually turned bright red.
Yeah,
that caused his blood pressure to go up.
I know. We went from talking about farts and everything, and now you're talking about drinking someone's essence.
My goal is to one day say something so outrageous that I break his brain and he has to have brain surgery again.
Oh. That's not nice.
That's on my to-do list.
Oh.
Now, I will rush you to the hospital as soon as possible, but on the way, I'm going to be like, yeah! I broke his brain!
So nice.
What are some small wins, though, listener, that make you feel happy? Like this one. Just missed the top 10 at number 11 is getting an extra hour in bed.
Oh, that's the best.
That is a good one.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, God, please don't be 15 minutes before the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
Sweet, an hour and a half more.
Yeah.
And then you can't get back to sleep, so it was all a waste anyway.
Yeah, you're sitting there like, I love it so much, I can't sleep.
But yeah, let us know what you think. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com. And that is our website as well, which I'll run you through right now. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com is the email. Reach out to us about anything. Of course, obviously, AFreakAccident.com is the website. Everything you could possibly ever need to know about the show is there. Every episode we've ever done is in the podcast section. All of our social media links are in the Connect section. You can go to Shop, where we've still got a cool t-shirt available for you to buy. And you can request free stickers that will be automatically delivered to you, free of charge to you. And don't forget, wherever you listen to podcasts, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Google offers one. Apple offers one. There's like iHeartRadio. There's Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast from, though, subscribe to us. Every subscription helps. Leave a good review. Every review helps. And
share us with your friends.
As Mickey always says.
Yes.
I always like this. She always says that's the most important thing. And yeah, word of mouth goes a long way. So share us with your friends. Buy that shirt, too. Now that we're all going back to work, right? Trump saved the economy again the other day, some people were saying. Yeah.
Ready to go.
So you're making money again? Go buy that t-shirt. Send us a picture of you wearing it. We'd love to see it.
And don't go poop on somebody's porch.
Don't. You said don't.
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 Don't. Don't get bent out of shape about what class you're drinking out of to the point where you start crapping on things, all right? Stop assaulting us with your butt. I am a prophet. I said that months ago. So, yeah.
So, okay.
Stop doing that. And we'll be back next week with another brand new episode, because that's the other benefit of subscribing. It just gets automatically delivered to your device, whatever it is, every time. Next week, we'll see if we get the chance to get to this. Are these the happiest songs of all time?
Ooh.
See if we can compile that list and see it. We'll stick with the theme of happiness,
yeah,
because the world needs more of that right now. So stay happy, stay safe, stay healthy. We love you, and we'll talk to you again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Still trying to think through this poo.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.